This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is The Business of Serving the Lord, Part 2. My scripture comes from Romans 12, 11th, 12th, 16th, and 17th verses, which reads, Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. My text is Romans 12:11, which states, Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Each member has his place and office for the good and benefit of the whole and of every other member. We are not only members of Christ, but we are members one of another. We stand in relation one to another. We are engaged to do all the good we can one to another and to act in conjunction for the common benefit. Therefore, we must not be puffed up with the conceit of our own attainments, because whatever we have, as we received it, so we received it not for ourselves, but for the good of others. A united love. Be of the same mind one towards another. That is, labor as much as you can to agree in comprehending, and wherein you come short of this, yet agree in affection. Endeavor to be all one, not affecting to clash and contradict and oppose one another, but keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, wishing the same good to others as you do to yourselves. This is to love our brethren as ourselves, desiring their welfare as our own. A condescending love, mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. True love cannot be without lowliness. When the Lord Jesus washed his disciples' feet to teach us brotherly love, it was designed especially to make known to us that to love one another aright is to be willing to stoop to the meanest offices of kindness for the good of one another. Love is a condescending grace. Majesty and love do but ill association with each other. Mind not high things. We must not be ambitious of honor and preferment, nor look upon worldly pomp and dignity with any excessive value or desire, but rather with a holy lack of respect. When David's advancements were high, his spirit was humble. Psalms 131, first verse states, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Condescend to men of low estate. We must associate with and accommodate ourselves to those that are poor and mean in the world, if they be such as fear God. David, though a king upon the throne, was a companion for all such. We need not be ashamed to converse with the lowly, while the great God overlooks heaven and earth to look at such. True love values grace in rags as well as in scarlet. A jewel is a jewel, though it lie in the dirt. The contrary to this condescension is rebuked. James 2, 1 through 4 states, "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, there come in also a poor man in vile raiment. And ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place. And say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye yet then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts?" Condescend, that is, suit yourselves to them. Stoop to them for their good. As Paul, 1 Corinthians 9:19 states, "For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more." Christians must be tender towards their fellow travelers. As a means to promote this, he adds, "Be not wise in your own conceits." We should never find in our hearts to condescend to others while we find there so great a favorable opinion of ourselves. And therefore, this must need be deadened. Be not wise by yourselves. Be not confident of the sufficiency of your own wisdom, so as to look down upon with disrespect on others, or think you have no need of them. Proverbs 3:7 states, "Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Nor be shy of communicating what you have to others. We are members one of another, depend upon one another, are obliged to one another, and therefore be not wise by yourselves. To do them no hurt, recompense or return to no man evil for evil, for that is a brutish befitting beast recompense, and befitting only those animals which are not conscious either of any being above them or of any state before them. We have not to so learn God, who does so much for his enemies." Matthew 5:45 states, "That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Much less have we so learned Christ, who died for us when we were enemies, and so loved the world which hated him without a cause. To no man, neither to Jew nor Greek, not to one that has been thy friend, for by recompensing evil for evil, thou wilt certainly lose him. Not to one that has been thine enemy, for by not recompensing evil for evil, thou mayest perhaps gain him." Jesus came to this earth. He was nailed to an old rugged cross, where he bled and died to purchase our redemption from our sins. Therefore, let us serve him fervently and live righteously for him. FDA proposes limiting nicotine in cigarettes, other tobacco products. The level of nicotine would be capped at 0.7 milligrams per gram by Mary Kikatos. Multiple administrations have acknowledged the immense opportunity that a proposal of this kind offered to address the burden of tobacco-related disease. The FDA commissioner, Dr. Robert Califf, said in a statement, "Today's proposal envisions a future where it would be less likely for young people to use cigarettes and more individuals who currently smoke could quit or switch to less harmful products. This action, if finalized, could save many lives and dramatically reduce the burden of severe illness and disability, while also saving huge amounts of money, he continued. I hope we can all agree that significantly reducing the leading cause of preventable disease and death in the U.S. is an admirable goal and what we should all work toward. Some listeners have not given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to The Encourager, where we recognize that attitude impacts altitude, preparation precedes elevation, and faith conquers fear. For we know that when God is in it, there is no limit. Today's topic is the greatest man in history. The greatest man in history, Jesus. He had no servants, yet they called him master. He had no degree, yet they called him teacher. He had no medicines, yet they called him healer. He had no army, yet kings feared him. He won no military battles, yet he conquered the world. He did not live in a castle, yet they called him Lord. He ruled no nations, yet they called him King. He committed no crime, yet they crucified him. He was buried in a tomb, yet he lives today. His kingdom is not of this world, yet it lies within the hearts of those who believe. He spoke of love and forgiveness, and his words have transformed millions. He offers no material wealth, yet we consider him the treasure of our lives. He promises no earthly power, yet in his name the powerless have found strength. Though he left no written words, his message has filled countless pages. In his weakness, we find our strength. In his suffering, our salvation. Jesus, the greatest man in history, continues to invite us into a story of redemption, love, and eternal life. His name is Jesus Christ. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, The Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
These tears would just be tears falling down my face, and this hurt would just be hurt with no healing on the way. Thank you, Jesus. Heaven changes everything. A goodbye would be goodbye with no I'll see you again. And when a life is over, that would simply be the end.